This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you joining the program today. You know, the rules of engagement are pretty easy. Be sure and write down in your message app this phone number, 33103. That's the number to send me a message. Use a keyword, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And be sure, you know, on social media, if you want to follow me on social media, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. You can find me on the others too, but X is where I'm most active. And then on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button when you find that on your podcast app. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us build up the algorithm and get higher in the reviews. And then that will automatically download for you all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program. So if you like what we do on the weekend, that will get you the weekday program too. I just want to ask all of you, before I even say the word, to promise me that you will not turn off your radio, that you will not turn off your iHeart app, you will not change channels, you will not flip the dial, you will not go away. Because for those of you listen to me during the weekday, you know that I got this stupid influenza during the week, and so I was out for several days. And although a couple of days I was just so bad that I just didn't do any reading, or I barely paid attention to the news. But I found something, you know, it's always interesting when you go on vacation or you're out sick or for whatever reason, something that particularly radio and where you are, you're enmeshed in everything that goes on every single day because you've got to cover, you know, topic A, B, and C in, you know, 4 hours during the weekday and 3 hours on the weekend. You got to cover all these topics. And I tend to do topics that are probably more in-depth than most hosts do because I find the topics themselves interesting. Well, one thing that I found fascinating is I have, as many of you have said on the text line or in emails to me, you beat this dead horse and now quit beating this dead horse. Well, damn it, I want to quit beating the dead horse too. But then I look around and holy cow, crap, everywhere I go, that damn horse is still running around. I'm not the one keeping it alive. I'm not the one keeping the Epstein horse alive. It's other people. And so I've done an analysis that I want to give to you today about why is it that this story will not go away? And I want to give you two different perspectives before we start. And this is one reason to be following me on X. I have a mutual follower We'll just use her first name, Jenny. I don't actually know what. I'd have to go look. I can find it because she's one of these incessant tweeters, incessant posters. But I shouldn't say every, 99.9%. So 9.5 out of 10 posts that she puts up on X is about releasing the Epstein files, because Trump and Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and everybody except her is covering up for pedophiles. And these pedophiles are all elitists. They're the billionaires and the millionaires. They're the titans of industry. They're the titans of politics. They're the ruling elite. They're the cabal. They're all involved, and they're all in those files. And we're covering up for them. Okay. And then we have the other. We have on the other end, we've got people that are telling me incessantly on X and other places, quit talking about this. This is distracting from all the good stuff that Trump is doing. This is distracting. This is all about trying to get Trump. Really? Because we know Trump's name is in the birthday book. We know that Trump's name is in the files. So when I say the files, what am I talking about? I'm talking about all of the investigative files, all of the transcripts of the grand jury investigations, all of whatever encompasses that big pile of garbage called the Epstein files. We know Donald Trump's name is in there. I don't think my name is in there. I never met him. I never knew him. He never had any interaction with him. But would I be surprised if my name was in there? No, I would not be, simply because it seems to me out of 350 million Americans, probably 349 million Americans' names are probably in there. That's how absurd it's become. But people will not let it go. And it runs the gamut. And as I talk to a national audience, 300 plus stations all across the country, plus people that live, that listen on the podcast overseas, you run the gamut also. You're on both ends of that spectrum. Shut up about this? Oh, don't shut up about this, because you're covering up for pedophiles. It's absolutely, utterly insane. Mike Johnston, the Speaker of the House, recently did an interview with Major Garrett, used to be with, I think, ABC News.
Closely. To that point, Punchbowl wrote this morning, and I know you respect Punchbowl, the GOP, and I'm quoting here, the GOP-controlled House is an arm of the White House. If you're a Congress watcher, you understand this. Under Speaker Johnson and Trump, the House simply isn't an independent branch of government anymore. Whether it's on Russia's sanctions, the Jeffrey Epstein files, or voting for a $5 trillion debt limit increase, House Republicans do whatever Trump tells them to do.
That's nonsense. What Punchbowl is commenting on is the fact that we're working as a unified government, which is a rare occasion in our system. We have the Republican Party in charge of the White House, the Senate, and the House. The Speaker of the House and the President have a very close working relationship, and we are.
Now, I want you to know, I could have played literally 30 seconds of this interview to make the point, but the point about unified government, I think, is actually part and parcel of what's going on with the Epstein files. It's that Republicans do control the House, the Senate, and the White House. And so people are of two minds. There are those who, like me, who are glad we have unified government. I'm glad to finally see some of these Republican policies being implemented. Then there are those who are glad that there's unified government, but they're pissed off because we're covering up for pedophiles. And then there's a third group, and they're pissed off about unified government too, and those are the Democrats, the Marxists, the Communists over here on the left side of the political spectrum, who are mad because, oh, yeah, we're actually doing what we said we would do. They're actually doing what I voted for, and they're pissed off about that. So I thought that was really interesting that Major Garrett starts out with, you're just a mouthpiece for the White House. No, we're actually working as a team right now. And we are not used to that, because we're so used to being in the minority.
You're running a playbook that was very carefully designed. We worked on the Big Beautiful Bill for a year and a half before we delivered that product over the goal line. I foresaw this moment in time, and victory loves preparation. So that makes the Democrats and it makes the authors of Punch Bowl very nervous, because they don't want the Republican Party to advance our policies as efficiently and effectively as we are. They don't give us any credit in Punch Bowl for having the most successful 6 months of any Congress and administration, arguably, and at least in the modern era, and maybe one of the top two or three in all of the history of this institution. So I take that as a badge of honor. There is a big difference, and what people don't see is the discussions behind the curtains, the discussions that I personally have with the President of the United States. We game this out. I prevent conflicts between the branches before they occur, so that when the policies are announced, it's things that we have already predetermined are in the best interest of the country. So it looks as though we're not standing up when I've already had the difficult discussions but behind the closed door. So that's what you call good governance. It's very important for the Speaker of the House and the President to have a close working relationship, and I make no apology about that at all.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. There's really nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Speaking with Michael Brown, we're going to beat the dead horse again, because it just won't sit down, and I want you to think about, where do you fall on the killing of the horse? Or are you giving it oxygen? I'll be right back.
Your child is 18, and suddenly you no longer have legal access to their medical info, even in an emergency. No health decisions, no financial help, nothing, unless you plan ahead. That's why Trust and Will created the Young Adult Plan. It includes HIPAA authorization, healthcare directives, and power of attorney. Everything your child needs to stay protected and stay connected. Go to trustandwill.com and get your Young Adult Plan for just $69, because turning 18 shouldn't mean cutting parents out of the picture. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
On our path to find healthier products, we started Good Ranchers.
100% American beef, pork, chicken, and wild-caught seafood sourced only from local farms, then delivered right to your door.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. That's code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with 2 matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. One last thing about Mike Johnston, the Speaker of the House, because this is an example of why this Epstein story keeps getting resurrected.
Yes, and it's of great concern to us. I mean, we want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
But when the Justice Department said in that same two-page memo, there's no reason to pursue further prosecutions, many said, how can those two things be properly aligned?
These are good questions. I don't know. I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president...
This is not a hoax, in other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not.
It's not a hoax. I think that sums it up. It's a great concern to us. I mean, we want full transparency. We want everybody who was involved in any way with the Epstein evils to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads. But then Major Garrett says, but when the Department of Justice says in that two-page memo that we found no reason to pursue further prosecutions, many have said, how can those two things be true at the same time? And Johnson's response is, well, those are good questions, and I don't know the answer to that because he's never seen the Epstein evidence. That's why this story continues, that dead horse continues to get resurrected. Now, the investigation itself is largely closed. The Department of Justice affirmed in that memo from this month that a systematic review of over 300 gigabytes of data revealed no blackmail evidence or any formal client lists. And then officials concluded that Epstein's death was suicide, countering all the conspiracy theories prevalent among a lot of groups. Now, partial files had been released. That was back in February. The flight logs and an evidence list from Epstein's properties. But there are thousands of pages that remain under review within the Department of Justice, or they are sealed. For example, the grand jury transcripts from the Florida case back in 2005-2007 and the New York cases, they sought to have those records unsealed. I'm not surprised. The judges said no. Grand jury evidence is only in very rare and very tiny and very specific reasons ever released. You know why? The example I always use is myself. I get called before a grand jury, not because I've committed a crime, but because the district attorney, the prosecutor, believes that I have some information, some evidence about a crime, or that somehow I was, you know, I was somehow tangentially involved, not in the crime itself, but with the person that perpetrated the crime. So they want to know what I know, which may or may not help in their prosecution. So I get a subpoena. Now, the subpoena is secret. I can't say, hey, I've been called to testify before the grand jury. So I go testify. I get done, and the grand jury hears what I said. It's transcribed. It's now part of the record, and now I go home. Nothing it ever said was used, either by the grand jury, or the grand jury dismissed it, or it gets put away because it was of no relevance. So when the person gets indicted by the grand jury and goes to trial, my name never comes up. But if you were to release the transcript, then there would be people who would say, oh, look, Michael Brown, he testified in front of the grand jury. Well, what did he say? Well, let's see that testimony, because if we don't see that testimony, then we're going to assume that somehow he was involved in that criminal activity. No, I don't want my name associated with something that I had nothing to do with. So I don't want those transcripts released. You could be easily called, subpoenaed, to testify before a grand jury over something you had nothing to do with. You don't want your name released any more than I want my name released. Then we got Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving a sentence for trafficking minors. She filed for Supreme Court review in July of this year. Just what? Like, I think she maybe filed yesterday. Amid speculation that she wants a pardon or some sort of commutation of her sentence by Donald Trump in exchange for her testimony. No major new indictments have emerged, and the case by many people is seen as closed, though this public pressure that keeps reviving this dead horse for full transparency persists. And I think that's where we get to the crux of why this horse stays alive. Many people think several things. Many different people think many different things. One is, let's go back to Jenny, the person in my timeline on X. She believes that Trump, I sincerely believe based on what I read what she writes, is that she believes that Donald Trump is covering up for his billionaire friends, or maybe even covering up for some Democrats, Bill Clinton, we're looking at you, or any number of other people, maybe names that we've never even thought about. You know, I hesitate to even throw a name out there. You know, I could randomly pick some billionaire. You know, I'll pick on David Murdoch. David Murdoch is a billionaire, used to own Dole Foods. He's now deceased. He died a few months ago. He was a friend of mine, a really, really nice guy. David Murdoch's name's never been associated with the Epstein case. But people think that there are people in that stratosphere of our society that are somehow involved and that there is a cover-up. Then there are the people, because Donald Trump signed a birthday card, wrote a birthday letter and, you know, had this stupid little drawing of a outline of a naked woman and stuff, that somehow he's involved. Do you realize that Donald Trump's name does not appear anywhere on the manifest of anybody traveling to or from Jeffrey Epstein's island? Yeah. He never went to the island. So Democrats, obviously, oh, there's something there and Trump's hiding it. The story won't go away, because everybody has their reasons, and it always boils down to one word, five letters, Trump. Yes, Trump. Let it go. Just let it go.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hold on tight.
Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do on the weekday, the weekend program, you should listen weekdays. I do a weekday program from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. You can find it on your iHeartRadio app. It's on a station 630 KHOW in Denver. So you can listen 6 to 10 Mountain Time and get another 5 days of this program. I have some friends that are traveling to London, and I thought about them this morning as I was listening to Nigel Farage talk about how there is, he believes, societal collapse coming to the United Kingdom. And he cites the crime that is persistent in many parts of London, well, in fact, throughout the United Kingdom. And there's a great story over on Zero Hedge about Farage and what he had to say. And there are a couple of videos there. I'd encourage you to go watch them. One is about the crime in Manchester and how it's utterly destroying the city. I've been to Manchester a few times, and I've stayed in the big stadium. They have a really nice hotel there. I was speaking to a group of firefighters, and I mean that's been, you know, a decade ago, but it was a wonderful place. An interesting place. And, of course, I still love London, although I haven't been in a while. But watching those videos, again, it's over at ZeroHedge.com if you want to see them, you come to the conclusion that it's this. It's this embrace of illegal aliens. It's the idea of multiculturalism and the idea that, you know, diversity is our strength. Well, I believe in diversity. But I believe in assimilation. For example, you know, I'm part Native American, Cherokee Indian. I'm not Elizabeth Warren. I can actually trace my grandfather back to a Cherokee tribe that was on the Trail of Tears. Well, actually, my great grandfather, but in particular, I remember my grandfather himself. And even though we would celebrate that Native American heritage, we were still Americans. We made certain, my family made certain, that we didn't use or abuse that Native American background for any special privileges or anything else. We just didn't do that. We were Americans. Well, we know that people like Congressman Ilhan Omar, the mayor running for the mayor of Minneapolis, Omar Fatah, Dekat Dalak, all of these people from Somalia in particular have made it clear that U.S. politicians that have Somalian backgrounds are not really fond of this country. I present to you Democrat Mona Abdi. You know, it's always Democrats too. You notice that? She's a member of the Maine House of Representatives. If you want further confirmation of how they dislike this country, which makes me wonder, then, one, why are you here? Two, how did you get elected? And three, why do we let people like you in the country to begin with? Because the Immigration and Naturalization Act is based on the premise that you come here and you're going to assimilate.
Anything. So coming into the States, everything from the snow to, you know, the housing, the homes that we were all of a sudden occupying, everything was a shock, honestly. Every day was something new, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is just getting worse. Yeah, so.
So what state did you guys land, first of all?
Kansas.
Kansas City.
Of all places, yeah.
Kansas, of all places. That's the first place we landed. What you, Wizard of Oz, you got caught in a tornado and you got plopped down in Kansas and you woke up and you went, well, this is a crap hole place. What am I doing in Kansas? Well, then why don't you go back home? Just go back home. I honestly feel that way. Just go back home. You know, you're a member of the Maine legislature. Maybe you ought to turn around, maybe you ought to sit down and compare your crap hole country of Somali to America. Oh, you don't like our houses? Go back to the hut in Somali. Oh, you don't like our food? Well, I'm sure you can find, you know, ethnic food somewhere that you like, because in this country you can find every ethnicity you can possibly imagine of food. But no, I just don't like it here. It's awful.
Anything. So coming into the States, everything from the snow to, you know, the housing, the homes that we were all of a sudden occupying, everything was a shock, honestly.
You know, how much do you want to bet that the homes that she claims they were, quote, occupying was provided courtesy of you? Yes, the American taxpayer.
Like every day was something new, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is just getting worse. Yeah, so.
So what state did you guys land, first of all?
Kansas.
Kansas City.
Of all places. Yeah. It's like a boot camp for Maine, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just like, right, like, I mean, anyone who lives in Maine knows Maine and has ever visited Kansas, they will know what I'm talking about. It's just a lot.
Interesting.
You know, but as a person of color, honestly, yes. Or a black person.
Throw the race card out there, too. You know, she doesn't seem to be brimming over with appreciation for her adopted country. And maybe that could be because she is not here to assimilate into it, but she is here like Nigel Farage is pointing out about the United Kingdom. In fact, most of the continent, the European continent, is being fundamentally transformed by this, I think, purposely encouraged migration of illegal aliens from third world crap hole countries into Western civilization. They are literally destroying Western civilization. And nobody seems to recognize the destruction it's having. In fact, I think Nigel Farage is probably correct. It probably is leading to some degree societal collapse. I give you, before I go to Congressman Rashida Tlaib, think about that woman. She's come to this country, she's bitching about this country, yet somehow she's been elected to be a state representative to the Maine legislature. You know, shut up and sit down. Maybe you ought to appreciate this country. You came here, you somehow convinced, you know, enough dumbass voters to vote for you, And yet you still go on those stupid podcasts and bitch about Kansas. You bitch about this. You bitch about that. Oh, you know, our housing's horrible, blah, 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 blah. You see, they don't want to assimilate. They want to transform. There's no question in my mind about that. Congressman Rashida Tlaib.
Palestinian people, this is all for you.
So you're going to stand in front of the United States Congress and you're going to pound an empty food container with a spoon and bang on it. What? Trying to prove that what's going on? That, you know, it's not the Israelis. It's not the Americans. It's the United Nations and their relationship with Hamas, which is keeping that aid from getting into Gaza. But a United States Congresswoman doesn't have the brains nor the objectivity to look into it and see just exactly how corrupt the United Nations Relief Agency is. You know, do you know that the head of the union for the some 30,000 employees throughout the Middle East that work for the United Nations Relief Agency, UNRWA, do you know that the former head of that union, he's now been dispensed with, was a member of Hamas? Yes. But let's go back to politicians in the United States with Somalian backgrounds. Somalia is probably the most corrupt nation on earth and features a level of IQ that is probably at the level of some sort of form of mental retardation. How can we make it a better country? Well, as Maine representative and mayor of South Portland, DeLock demands in the video above, is a mystery. I can't quite figure it out. This is on Good Morning America.
Policies, how can the politics in Somalia can be, you know, resonate what we have here in the United States, the democracy that we have? How can you help us, you know, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago. So hopefully we will be able to help our country, our former country, Somalia. And
why don't you do this? Why don't you go back home and help your country? And I'm not being facetious. I'm being absolutely serious. If you think that your crap hole country is so bad and, you know, suffering so badly, I'm not quite sure what you can do as the mayor of South Portland or that you can do as a state representative in Maine. Now, as a member of Congress, you can obviously use something like USAID to funnel a bunch of taxpayer money into your corrupt friends in Somalia. But, oh, Donald Trump got elected and stopped that. Yes. I really despise these people. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I truly do. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any message or question you have to this number, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
You've seen RoofMax on TV, but what you really want to know is, can it help you avoid an expensive roof replacement? In most cases, yes, because 9 out of 10 roofs can be restored by RoofMax at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. But RoofMax treatments aren't just for old roofs. Your roof starts to deteriorate in as little as 7 years. Your roof is thirsty. Start RoofMax treatment soon enough, and you can extend the life of your roof up to 15 years. Call 1-855-ROOFMAX, 855-ROOFMAX.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Plop them right over here in the United States, and then any politician that had the cojones that Nigel Farage does could sit down and say the same thing, and it would apply to this country.
One of the things I think that has sort of really led to deterioration of trust in politics are successive Home Secretaries telling us crime is falling. You hear it every year. Crime is falling. So please don't worry your poor little heads. Well, that's because the crime survey for England and Wales is based on completely false data. If you look at police recorded crime, which is what we've done for our research all through this, you can see that actually there are some significant rises in crimes of all kinds, particularly crimes against the person. We're actually facing, in many parts of our country, nothing short of societal collapse. If people are scared to go out of the shops, scared to let their kids out, that is a society that is degrading. And it's happening very, very rapidly. I'm astonished that there has been so little debate in Westminster amongst our political classes on this issue, because I'm sure they must, in their MPs' inboxes, get members of the public telling them just how grim things really are. Sarah mentioned the word respect. Respect for those in uniform has declined massively. The criminals don't particularly respect the police and can act in many cases with total impunity. Just as worrying, if not more so, is huge numbers of law-abiding, tax-paying Britons have also lost respect for the police, but in a different way. The idea, the concept that we're living in a system of two-tier policing and two-tier justice under two-tier care has really taken hold.
It really has in the United Kingdom. The same thing is happening in this country. We just don't want to admit that it's happening in this country. You know, in Denver, the big story this week, Denver, which is the home base by which I do this program, the big story was, well, crime in Colorado is decreasing. Well, yes, if you manipulate the numbers, you can show a decrease in crime. But then when you start looking in pockets of the metropolitan area, Denver itself, well, there's actually an increase in crime. You know, I follow an account on X called Do Better Denver. And Do Better Denver is a, I think it's run by one person, but I think they have a really good network of people that capture criminal acts, homelessness, druggies, drug transactions, gang activity, everything you can possibly imagine, and they get little snippets of video of these activities going on, and then they post it online. Well, the response from the Denver Police Department, rather than saying thank you, and we're going to respond to these things, it was like, you know, in essence, kind of how do we shut you up? Because you're exposing the truth. Well, that's the exact opposite of what government should be doing. You know, whether you think You know, I had some friends recently went to San Francisco, and they told me that, you know, San Francisco, yes, if you can still find the poop on the streets and the needles, you can still find these pockets of everything. But, you know, generally speaking, it's not quite as bad as everybody points it out to be. And I said, but in those areas where you did find it, how bad was it? And they're, oh, it was really bad. It was, in those areas where it exists, it really is bad. Well, you know what that is? That's a seed. That's a seed that's left untreated, and it will grow. It's a weed seed. It's not like a tomato or something. It's going to grow, and it's going to be a weed, and it's going to infect other places. It will grow, and it will spread. And that's what's happening all across the country. It's the broken windows theory. We're not taking care of the little things. We're not taking care of the things that are obvious. And then we wonder why eventually it gets out of control.
Justice. Now, in terms of policy proposals, yep, I'm going to reiterate the point. Zero tolerance policing. Every single shoplifting offence, however small, should be prosecuted. Every single mobile phone that is stolen, if we can track it, we need to go to the addresses and find out who these people are.
You know what the policy is in Colorado? Your car gets stolen? Yeah, we're not going to do anything. Well, I know where it is. Look, it's on my GPS. I can show you exactly where it is right now on my phone. Okay, well, then go get it. File a report, tell your insurance company. We're not going to take the time to go do that, which is why Colorado has one of the highest auto thefts in the country, because the cops won't do anything. When you won't do anything, you're encouraging that behavior. You don't have to be a parent to understand that when your kids break the rules and there are no consequences, the kids soon learn that they can break the rules, and pretty soon they've broken the rule of putting the hand in the cookie jar, and the next thing you know, they're breaking windows, they're vandalizing things. Well, you steal cars. What are you doing next? Armed robbery. The fact that the cops won't do anything shows you that that is the beginning of societal decline.
Stop and search. Stop and search in areas where knife crime is prevalent will go on up until saturation point, until we drive knives off the street. And believe me, this is a policy that I know from my campaigning recently around the country, supported by people right across the political spectrum.
And if I find that one funny, because they got rid of guns, and now they got a knife problem. Now, I don't agree with the stop and search policies. I think that's a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. But this is the United Kingdom. But his overall point is correct. Unless you start enforcing the law, that broken window will turn into a vandalized building, and that will eventually turn into a homeless encampment, and that will turn into a death trap.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier. And when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hardworking men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is in Scotland, prepared for some trade talks this weekend, playing some golf today. Arriving, the president took time to speak with reporters about the problem of illegal immigration.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, some leaders have not let it happen. And they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
The president hoping to come away from this weekend's trade talks with a deal to impose 15% tariffs on European Union goods. Thailand and Cambodia have accused one another of new attacks as border clashes continue there for a third day. At least 33 people have been killed. Some 170,000 people have been displaced. Ohio Senator John Husted says the Senate may have to forego its August recess this year lest Democrats stop holding up the confirmation of Trump nominees.
Think about this. We're 6 months into the presidency, and he still doesn't have the whole team on the field because of the obstructionist nature of the Democrats. So Republicans in the Senate, I think we've had more days here than we've had any time during the 21st century, and we're going to stay here until we get him confirmed.
And Senator Husted was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A top concern for many Republican senators is confirmation of Mike Waltz as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Senator Tom Cotton predicts Republicans will extend their majority control of Congress into next year's midterm elections and all the way through to 2028, for that matter.
You should have a strong, durable governing majority in the Senate. If you just look at the states, for instance, that have consistently voted Republican in the presidential elections for the last several cycles.
More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The U.S. Postal Service turning 250 years old.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. A key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army, it also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. The Postal Service still reaches nearly every American daily. John Scott reporting.
Intel is shedding thousands of workers and jobs, cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortunes. It once led the way in Silicon Valley, but now it's fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. You may soon find it harder to book a getaway spot on Maui.
The Maui City Council's Housing Committee has approved legislation aimed at eliminating a large percentage of the Hawaiian Islands vacation rentals. The bill aims to address a housing shortage worsened by the Lahaina wildfire 2 years ago. The measure closes a loophole allowing condos and apartment zones to be rented for days or weeks instead of months. The full city council still needs to vote on the bill, but the committee's result is a strong indication of the final outcome. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Kyle Schwarber reached 1,000 hits with his 319th home run in a 12-5 victory over the Yankees. In so doing, he surpassed Mark McGwire for the most home runs among players with 1,000 hits in Major League history. Schwarber is 32 and eligible now for free agency this fall. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media. Find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
In this Marxism that's covering the entire planet, including our own country. Well, the Trump White House has released a statement showing the effects of their policies on preventing the mutilation of children as a result of medical transgenderism. The White House statement noted that Yale New Haven Health and Connecticut Children's Medical Center, Yale New Haven Health and Connecticut Children's Medical Center, they've announced that they're going to end their so-called gender-affirming care services. Have you ever thought about the incongruity, how illogical that statement is? How contradictory, gender affirming. So your gender is pretty obvious when you're born. You're male or female. That's your sex. And they're going to affirm that sex by mutilating your body? How's that affirming? But I digress. That particular center in New Haven is joining a growing list of health systems across the country that are following President Trump's executive order to stop child sex mutilation. Now, Phoenix Children's Hospital, they've stopped providing puberty blockers and hormone therapy to minors. Stanford Medicine has ended sex change surgeries for minors, while Children's Hospital LA has closed its Center for Trans Youth Health and Development and Gender Affirming Care. And there are other institutions across the country. I found Denver Health, University of Colorado Health, Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, the University of Chicago, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, again, Cook County, Chicago, Rush Medical Center. They've also halted various forms of so-called gender-affirming care for minors. And I found similar actions have taken place by hospitals in places like New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., and beyond. Kaiser Permanente, they've joined the list by pausing sex change surgeries for patients under 19, which really is an important point. If you're over the age of 18, you're 20, 21, 22 years old, and you want to go mutilate your body, have at it. I mean, I wish you wouldn't, and I would hope to God that you would get some serious psychological counseling before you do so, but if that's your choice, then that's your choice. You're an adult, and you can make choices that I think are stupid, that you think are smart, that maybe you think are going to help you. Well, have at it. Well, Kaiser Permanente, has also joined the list by at least pausing for the time being their sex change surgeries for patients under 19 across all of its hospitals and their surgical centers. Now, I think this marks a significant shift in the medical approach to minors and these so-called gender-related treatments in this country. Now, why have they done it? You know, like one time, the whole idea that we couldn't fix immigration unless we had Congress, you know, come in and enact all these laws. And then Trump very smartly said one day, yeah, we didn't need new laws. We just needed a new president. I think this is another example of that. Trump, by simply threatening to cut federal funding to hospitals and clinics that perform chemical or surgical gender treatment on minors, has had this effect. Now, despite that, some places, like obviously New York Attorney General Letitia James, who will fight Trump until they both are dead and buried, have told hospitals to ignore Trump's orders and to follow local and state laws instead, which is going to obviously result in legal confrontations with the federal government. But the point is, it's having an effect. And I think it's another one of those issues that, generally speaking, most people tend to agree with. Children should not undergo these kinds of surgeries or medical treatments or chemical treatments or castrations or whatever it might be until they turn adults. And then they can make that decision on their own. Even then, I think it ought to be subject to some sort of medical regulatory rules, but that's me. And that's coming from a guy that's basically libertarian, that doesn't want the government involved in anything. But if we're going to prohibit smoking, there's the guy on Facebook that became fairly popular in COVID, and he would make fun of things that were COVID-related. Well, he had one that I saw recently where he was like, oh, honey, you want to get a tattoo? No, you can't get a tattoo. No, 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 no. And then, you know, a few seconds later, oh, honey, oh, you want to have a sex change operation? Sure, I'll make the appointment for you tomorrow. We'll go do that. I think that's kind of how stupid parents are sometimes. And I think they're encouraged by the medical establishment. Well, no, let's stop that insanity. And Trump is trying to stop the insanity. You know what we really need is not just Trump. Look, Trump's obviously setting the standard. But I think Bobby Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, I think that medical boards, I think that insurance companies, I think that the hospitals themselves, the medical practitioners, the ones who are encouraging this because they make a lot of money on it, ought to stop and recognize the harm that they are doing. But the harm is beyond just for those kids. Transgenderism itself is now being used to kill free speech. Yeah, yeah. It may not be happening here, but mark my words, the story I'm about to tell you could as easily start occurring here, even in light of the First Amendment, because when the left gets their teeth in something and they think it's right, well, damn the Constitution, they don't care about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to, look for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review to help us get up in the ratings, and that will download the 5 days of the weekday program that I do Monday through Friday, plus the weekend program, so you'll get all 6 days of Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. We just talked about how Trump is trying to end this gender-affirming care, and that generated a lot of text messages. One in particular caught my two of them caught my eye. One said that, hey, wait a minute. What's this pause? Because I forget which hospital it was now, has paused their provision of gender-affirming care. Yeah, I caught that word, too. And I started to go down that rabbit hole because you know what they're doing. They're waiting to see if any lawsuits around the country result in an injunction stopping this, while other hospitals, particularly in Colorado, have just said, you know what, we don't want to deal with that. We're just going to stop it altogether. And then somebody said, you should also look beyond the age of 18 because nobody should be allowed to do this because nobody should be allowed to do that kind of damage to themselves based on a psychiatric issue. And I think there is some truth to that. And then a third one caught my eye, which you kind of catch on to where I'm headed, but not entirely. I will casually, because I said I want to talk about free speech for a moment. Colorado passed a law, which is being challenged, that basically says it is a crime to misgender someone. You know, that if a kid wants, you know, if Bobby wants to be called Sally and you refuse to do that, well, that's become a crime. But the story I want to tell you is actually more global. And it represents, I think, where we are headed if we don't nip this kind of crap in the bud. There's a women's rights activist from Brazil. Her name is Isabela Cipa. She's right now in forced exile. Now, why is she in forced exile? Because she's staring down the barrel of a potential 25-year prison sentence. Do you know what her crime is? Well, think about the Colorado law. She uttered a single sentence in an Instagram video. Here's what she said. Quote, the most voted woman in São Paulo, Brazil, is a man. That's the crime for which she faces 25 years in prison. The most voted woman in São Paulo is a man. She is referring to a transgender politician by the name of Erica Hilton, and just that single sentence, that's what, 10 words, 25 years in prison. Now, Brazil's Supreme Court has created this legal nightmare where they could effectively create new crimes from the bench and bypass lawmakers entirely. Now, Cipa, who's 32 years old, a self-described feminist anarchist, and a leftist advocate for survivors of sexual and domestic violence, insists that her words were a simple statement of biological fact. Yet, Brazil has what's titled the 1989 racism law. But the Supreme Court in Brazil has imposed a controversial reinterpretation that has been equated to racial defamation. And that's a charge that could land her behind bars for longer than many convicted rapists in her own country. Article 213 of Brazil's penal code sets the base sentence for rape at 6 to 10 years or 8 to 12 years if violence or serious harm is involved. You commit a rape in Brazil, you could face up to a maximum of 12 years if serious harm or violence was involved. Now, her potential penalty of 25 years dwarfs that. That's obviously a disproportionate assault on dissent. That is a disproportionate assault on the exercise of free speech. Now, this goes all the way back to 2020. That's during São Paulo's city council elections. All the media outlets, here is the similarity. The media outlets hailed this person, this transgender, by the name of Hilton. So Hilton is a biological male identifying as a transgender woman. The media hailed that individual as the most voted woman in the race. Now, SEPA, the activist who's facing the prison term, is known online as Feminisa. She responded to all of the media, all of the cabal's response, with a brief Instagram story video. That was it. That's all she said. There is no crime in saying that a man is a man, is there? Well, there must be in Brazil. The backlash was swift and ferocious. A fashion editor by the name of Suam Bento allegedly clipped the video, and that's what unleashed this torrent of accusations on X, claiming that SEPA had filed false rape reports against black men and threatening physical violence. Now, SEPA says that this fashion editor said that even as a survivor of domestic sexual violence, I didn't deserve any respect. Within 24 hours, she'd lost more than 11,000 followers. She started getting death threats. She saw speaking invitations just completely disappear. Friends started to distance themselves, fearing guilt by association. You see how powerful the cabal is? It's not just in this country. Once they focus on anyone and start trying to demonize them, there are no bounds to what they will do. Worse still, SEPA, the one who's facing the 25-year prison sentence, alleges an abusive ex-boyfriend exploited the controversy to undermine her assault claims against him. She claims to possess a recording of him boasting how way too easy it was to sway public opinion in his favor. So Erica Hilton, the transgender woman, fresh off the man, fresh off her electoral victory, publicly vowed to sue 50 individuals for transphobic speech, and he named SEPA as her primary target. He had posted, I'm suing this person because she's a rat. Now, prosecutors have now expanded the charges to include 4 posts on X. Not that she wrote, but that she had shared from others. And they're now framing those posts as evidence of ongoing transphobic conduct. Now, let's pause for a moment because you think, well, this is just Brazil. Oh, no. No, I can find similar stories from England, from Wales, from the United Kingdom, from Scotland, from France, from Germany, here in the United States. I can find these cases all over the place. But what elevates this case from social media storm to constitutional crisis is the legal foundation, or the lack thereof, to go after her. I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Maybe somebody will sue me for something I said. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
If you're about to replace your roof, stop. There's a solution about 80% less expensive. 9 out of 10 roofs can be saved by RoofMax. Guaranteed to extend the life of your current roof by 5 to 15 years at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. RoofMax's deep penetrating power restores flexibility and water protection. Nobody wants to replace their roof. Restore it instead with RoofMax.
Call 1-855-ROOFMAX for a free roof inspection.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Because Brazil doesn't have any explicit law that criminalizes transphobia. or even hate speech based on gender identity. Remember I mentioned that 1989 racism law that covers discrimination? Well, that relates to race, color, ethnicity, religion, or even xenophobia. But back in 2019, Brazil's Supreme Federal Tribunal ruled in a case that homophobia and transphobia should be treated as equivalent to racism, effectively doing what? Well, that's effectively legislating from the bench. Oh, well, we know about that in the United States. Legal scholars call that judicial legislation. We call that activist judges. But whatever you call it, it's an unconstitutional overreach. And here it's done purely for political correctness, for political reasons. Now, initially, a federal judge dismissed the case, agreeing with prosecutors that SEPA's statements didn't meet the threshold for hate speech, and they couldn't find any law that had been violated. But that's when the Supreme Federal Tribunal reopened it on their own, taking jurisdiction for their own, and according to SEPA, and I think she's right here, they took the case and they had only two options. To admit that they're applying a law that doesn't exist and that they're punishing people for crimes that do not exist. Or the only other option would be to send her to jail. Well, I think we all know what their decision would be. Because political correctness and anything that might be interpreted as being transphobic, well, we can't have that. Do you understand how vitally important something like the First Amendment is? Now, there are words that I would never, well, there are words, one that I can't use. There are words that I certainly would use on air, but I can't use on air because I work in a highly regulated industry, and the Federal Communications Commission tells me that I cannot use the term bull S word. Although I think in many instances that would be a very appropriate word to use for some of the things I talk about. So I would never use those words. Although you catch me outside the studio and you tell me something that I think is BS, I'll tell you I think it's BS and I'll use the word. I think it's a pretty powerful word. The F-bomb. Even if I could use it on air, I probably wouldn't. The N-word. I wouldn't use that anywhere. You know, I see a lot of language that, whether it's in, it's either in rap songs or it's in, I just think it's derogatory. I just think it's demeaning and I wouldn't use it. The First Amendment would protect my using that word. But just because I can doesn't mean that I could, would, or should. When we start taking language and we start deciding what words people can use to express themselves, we're starting to cross a Rubicon. Because inherent to a free republic like this country, or even a country like Brazil, who claims to be a democratic republic, when you start legislating what people can say, when you start criminalizing what people do say, you've crossed the Rubicon. You truly have crossed the Rubicon. And it's not just in this country. It's in other countries too. As I said earlier, we could go to all sorts of examples in other countries where they are doing precisely this. Now, here's another interesting part about this story about the Brazilian woman, SEPA. She found out about the formal charges, the five counts of racial defamation that carry up to 25 years. She didn't learn it from the authorities. She learned about it from a reporter who was seeking comment just before publication of whatever he was publishing back on June 18th, 2022. That 25 years would be more time than a murderer convicted in the first degree would get in Brazil. And then you add the murkiness of all the secrecy. There is an independent lawyer that's reviewing the suggested Supreme Court's decision to reopen. That's going to mandate a new investigation by the Attorney General, all just following Brazil's standard procedures. So she has evidence of a new case file, but no access to it. As of mid-2025, the last I can find any information for, there's no trial date set. She's just in limbo. Her path to exile started in July of last year at a Brazilian airport. Eight federal police officers surrounded her, scrutinizing her file with evident confusion. "Do you know about any charges or anything against you?" one of them asked. Another one was heard whispering, "This makes no sense." After holding the plane, they warned her, "This is a case of political persecution. You're not safe." So the cops actually escorted her onto a flight to Madrid, where she's hiding. So she's lived in kind of a nomadic wandering around Europe since that time, suitcase in hand, isolated from family and friends, trying to shield them from any threats that she might get from law enforcement or, you know, political authorities in Brazil. She's got all these chilling messages naming her mother's address and vowing harm if she says anything. This was a fairly famous woman in Brazil. She's financially ruined. Her career's in tatters. She describes a life of just constant solitude. She says she's lost everything. She had to leave her life. She's always alone. She's always isolated. The extent to which the cabal will go to destroy an individual is absolutely amazing. Now, beyond the personal toll that she's faced, she sees a broader silencing of feminism in Brazil writ large. They're using her as a scapegoat because she had such visibility. And they're using her as a scapegoat to do what? To shut up all the other activists. And it worked. Why do I think this story is important for you to know? Michael, this is just Brazil. This is some crazy left-wing activist. It shows the degree to which a fascist Marxist government will go. I don't care what the form is. Yes, they can have an elected parliament, they can have an elected legislature, they can have a so-called Supreme Court, they can have all of the things that you'd look at on an org chart and go, well, it looks like our country, sort of. They've got all of the, you know, they've got separation of power. Oh, but when you look at what they actually do, you realize that they're nothing more than a Marxist, fascist country that's decided to take on this. Why this? Because if they can win this case, they can control under that racism law virtually anything they want to and criminalize it, threaten people, and shut down any sort of dissent. Which leads us to Donald Trump. Why do you think Donald Trump kind of floated the idea of offering exile to Bolsonaro, the former president, who's under threat of all sorts of similar corruption charges, all made up? Because I believe that Trump sees himself as that guardian against this blanket of fascism, this blanket of Marxism, this darkness that is enveloping Western civilization all over the world. And so while he's fighting for this country, which obviously he is, I think at the same time, he sees a larger threat. He sees the so-called big picture. And he understands that cases like this, or the former president of Brazil, his case, he sees that as a march of Marxism and fascism that is attempting to take over the world. It is not right versus left. You could put it on the political spectrum if you wanted to, and you can say, look, Marxism is way over here, and, you know, democracy and Republican form of government is over here. But I think it's different than that. I actually think it's good versus evil. I think that's what's going on, and I think that's what Trump is adamantly fighting against. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. text any message or question, comment, whatever, to 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate you tuning in. I thought I was going to move on to something else, but I want to give you some examples about what's happening in Europe. Because, you know, what happens in Europe you know, we often use California or New York as an example of what spills over into the rest of the country. Well, what happens in Europe, just like what's happening in Brazil, is part of a larger movement that will spill into this country. Now, Trump is like the kid, you know, in the with his finger in the dike in the Netherlands, you know, holding the water back. But Trump won't always be here. And these forces of evil will continue their march, which means we've got to stay vigilant. Britain's Online Safety Act, it actually went into force yesterday, July 25th. It is a case in point about the bureaucratic excess. Now, the Online Safety Act was designed ostensibly to protect kids from harmful content, but it goes way beyond illegal material. The language of this act actually empowers something called the Office of Communications, OFCOM, to police what's legal but harmful speech. You can't get much more vague than that. So vague that it's actually a weapon. Among the priority targets of censorship, foreign influence. Okay, foreign influence. You mean like X? Formerly Twitter? Or people listening to this program via the iHeart app or via on their computer in London or somewhere in the United Kingdom? I bet they would consider some of my speech to be harmful. So their targets of censorship are foreign influence, disinformation, and content deemed injurious to public health or electoral trust. What's that? Those are all euphemisms for political conformity. And the mechanisms to enforce it are just as chilling. Platforms like X face fines of up to 10% of global revenue and criminal charges against their executives who failed to comply. In fact, X is already fighting it. They announced that it would default users to a restricted mode unless they verify their age. They're going to employ invasive AI-based identification to filter content in the United Kingdom, not here. Now, in practice, that amounts to using algorithms to ghettoize people. We're going to put you over here in this free speech ghetto where you can't see, read, or hear anything, just what the algorithm determines is going to be in compliance with this vague law of we can't let you say anything that might be considered harmful by anyone. My God, I think everything I say would be put in the ghetto in the United Kingdom. Now, if the law in Britain is sweeping, the law in France is surgical. Early this year, French prosecutors actually launched a criminal probe into X. They accused the company of algorithmic manipulation in order to promote divisive political content. Well, what's that? Oh, that included material critical of the French government's position on immigration and LGBTQ issues. But the legal framework under which that charge was levied is what ought to alarm any student, any believer in liberty. They invoked a couple of articles of the Penal Code, which target cyber criminals who distort data systems. Does that sound familiar? The only reason it sounds somewhat familiar is that's what previous prosecutors used to go after January 6th defendants. They used a statute from the Enron era about altering documents as somehow being an obstruction of justice. And so they applied that, which was eventually overturned, but they used that to go after January 6th defendants. This is equally the same thing here. Targeting cyber criminals who distort data systems, they're going to apply that to what people say on X. And they did all of that while declaring that X is an organized crime group. I saw on my feed yesterday that there is an account. I don't remember what it is. But they're now selling T-shirts and baseball caps. That if you're on X, you're a member of an organized crime group. I'm proudly a member, you know, it's like in a semicircle. I'm proudly a member of an organized crime group. And then it has the X logo in the middle of it. So in other words, what's happening is France is treating the operation of a social media algorithm as a felony. And the employees and the executives of X, well, they're being treated as gangsters. There isn't much greater betrayal of the norms of Western civilization, particularly the ability to express yourself freely, than what they're doing. The European Union, their Digital Services Act, that's taking aim at the global information ecosystem. They've, you know, under DSA platforms that have more than 45 million users in the EU, they would include X, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. They're all designated as very large online platforms, and they have this horrendous compliance regime to the point that I don't understand how it's worthwhile monetarily to do business in the European Union. But that's how this march of fascism, all in the disguise of protecting you. Oh, we're just trying to protect the children. We're just trying to protect you from harmful content. We don't want people saying bad things about you. This is the decline and fall of free speech in Europe. This is pretty much how Europe is becoming the new China. How the social score system of China is being used in a different way in Europe to control speech. Don't say anything that might offend somebody. Don't say anything that might be considered to be harmful to somebody, because we now have, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in France, or it's the EU, we have ways to come and get you. Add Brazil into that. China's already there. The major powers around the world are all trying to limit speech. I'll do everything I can to defend it in this country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We've lost touch with where our food comes from. Today, over 85% of grass-fed beef sold in America is imported, hurting our farmers and leaving families disconnected from the source of their food. We started Good Ranchers to make a difference. We partner with local American farms and ranches to deliver 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
You've seen RoofMax on TV, but what you really want to know is, can it help you avoid an expensive roof replacement? In most cases, yes, because 9 out of 10 roofs can be restored by RoofMax at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. But RoofMax treatments aren't just for old roofs. Your roof starts to deteriorate in as little as 7 years. Your roof is thirsty. Start RoofMax treatment soon enough, and you can extend the life of your roof up to 15 years. Call 1-855-ROOFMAX, 855-ROOFMAX.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.